Well, shalom and welcome to another 2 hours of Jewish soul music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. You know, the first is a mix and the second is strictly chazonis. This first hour will be a little bit of a mix of chazonis and choir and so forth, something I just feel like presenting to you. But before we get to the music, let me point out to you that next Sunday, November 13th, there's going to be a commemoration 50th Yahrzeit of the great cantor Moshe Koussevitzky. It's at Congregation Sheves Achim, which is at 1517 Avenue H, off of 16th Street in Brooklyn. If you need more details, just get in touch with me, but it's 1517 Avenue H at 7 o'clock. A special feature will be our friend cantor Robert Vague, who was a great fan and very most knowledgeable. I think he sang in his choir about the great cantor Moshe Koussevitzky. So it's 50 years, 1966. 50 years go by very quickly, don't they? And there will be film clips of his life and performances also. So again, that's next Sunday evening, November 13th. At 7 o'clock, Congregation Sheves Achim, 1517 Avenue H, just off of 16th Street in Brooklyn, New York. Okay, I received a CD, a very interesting one. It features cantor Levi Coleman and the Beverly Hills Jewish Community Synagogue Choir. And I really enjoy this this recording, and I want to share it with you. So let's get right to the first selection. Will be Uvnucho Yomar. This is a Lewandowski composition arranged by Lior Himmelstein. Okay, this is cantor Levi Coleman.
Uvnucho Yomar Shuva Hashem Rivavot Alefei Yisrael Kuma Hashem Limenachatecha Ata
Derechei no.
Okay, I hope you enjoy this, Levy Coleman. I want to point out to you that on the 14th, that's another week, I may be in Waterbury doing a presentation before a small group on Yosel Rosenblatt. And if you're in that area, contact me and I'll let you know all the details. We're firming it up this week, and I should be there on the 14th in the Waterbury, Connecticut area. So if you have interest in joining with a small group for my presentation, Yosel's World, just contact me at cbjmusic@aol.com and I'll let you in on the details. Okay, let's go next to Lidor Vador, a Finkelstein composition arranged by Lior Himmelstein.
Vador. Lidor Vador en agir gonecho ole neitzach netzachim
ole neitzach netzachim kedushat ha-nachdish
Lidor Vador
Lidor Vador
Lidor Shiv Chacha Elokeinu Mipinu lo yamush Liolam mevahel Ki kele melech gadol Gadol vekadosh
Vekadosh Vekadosh
Lador vador
Cantor Levy Coleman in the Beverly Hills Jewish Community Synagogue Choir. Seem Shalom coming up next, arranged by Lior Himmelstein. Oh no, that's Adon Olam. Did I say Seem Shalom? Okay, this is Adon Olam as arranged by Evelyn Green. Okay, that's... You know, it happens. What do they say? Technical.
Tachit v'loz v'amisrach Be yom mekra
ti Hashem li v'lo ira.
Okay, I don't know, love, Evelyn Green. Now, Seam Shalom is coming up. I just realized I have an excuse. every once in a while, there'll be technical problems. About 2.5 months ago, I had my right eye done, and about 3 weeks ago, I had my left eye done with cataracts and lenses and so forth, and I'm still getting used to trying to see without glasses or with glasses for reading. I haven't quite figured that out yet. You know, drops 4 times a day and still working on this. So that's my excuse. You have to forgive me on this. Okay, Seam Shalom, an arrangement by Lior Himmelstein.
Sim shalom tova uvracha, chen v'chesed v'rachamim, aleinu ve'akol, Yisrael amecha.
Barchenu avinu kol adokei echad, b'yol epanecha. Barchenu avinu kol adokei echad, b'yol
Shalom tova uvracha, chen v'chesed v'rachamim, aleinu ve'akol, Yisrael amecha.
Ki v'yor panecha natot olanu, Hashem Elokeinu, Torat chayim yavat chesed utzdaka.
Okay, next will be Yachad Kulam, a Carl Bach selection, also arranged by Lior Himmelstein.
Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh.
Shem Tzevakot Melach Haaretz Kevara Kevara.
We're just going to hear Ki Anu, a composition by Mombach, Rivlin, and Winkler. Again, this is an arrangement by Lior Himmelstein. Ki Anu.
Oh. Atecha v'ata goraleinu, anu tzonecha v'ata roeinu, anu chalmecha v'ata notreinu, anu fulatecha v'ata yotzreinu, anu rayatecha v'ata dodeinu, anu segulatecha v'ata elokeinu,
Hai hai hai
panu amecha yata makeinu anu mamirecha
yata mamirenu.
Okay, we have one more selection coming up. Again, this is the Beverly Hills Jewish Community Synagogue Choir, together with cantor Levi Coleman, a new CD that just came out. This is Yigdal, an arrangement by Lior Himmelstein.
Yigdal Elokim Echai Veyishtabach Nimtza
from another choir from California. This is the San Diego Jewish Men's Choir. And, you know, it's interesting that you go from the East Coast here, flip always over to the West Coast, and in between, are there any choirs? Well, there are, I guess, there are some shul choirs. I don't have recordings, and I'm always interested in promoting the concept of a choir, if you will. Okay, this is the San Diego Jewish Men's Choir. Let's hear Artsa Aleinu. Shalom Chaverim coming up next.
Shalom Chaverim, Shalom Chaverim, Shalom.
This comes out correctly. This should be Yevarechecha, and I think the numbering sequence is off. We'll see in 1 second.
Alleluia.
No, that's Hallelujah. Let's see if this comes out correctly. If not, I will have to make other arrangements. This should be Yevarechecha.
Yeah.
think we have time for, yeah, we have a lot of time. Psalm 150 coming up.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Okay, San Diego Jewish Men's Choir. One more selection and a dream that we will have. Lo Teda.
Oh,
Okay, I hope you've been enjoying this. The Beverly Hills Jewish Community Synagogue Choir with Cantor Levi Coleman and the San Diego Jewish Men's Choir. You know by now that I am partial to choirs, boys choirs, of course, and then, of course, choirs accompanying Chazonim. And then these choirs, the community choirs, if you will. I've been thinking about Melbourne, Johannesburg, Bern, Switzerland, London. There are so many wonderful choirs around the world. And what do we have here in this great country of ours? Well, we have some professional choirs, of course, Yitzchak Chaimov and Russell Gare. And we have a really fun choir at the Beth Shalom, the Jesse Aronson Choir. And I've always been thinking it's a geography thing, really. There are too many Jews here in the New York area. And how do you get 10, 20, 30 together to make the commitment that these men have made to come to practice weekly or every other week or whatever? It just doesn't happen over the night. And there is a commitment that has to be made. About 3 or 4 years ago, I went through some lists that I had from the old days at Cantor's World, and I found 150 people from TNAC. And I then went on to see if they were still listed in the phone directory, and I came up with 50 or 60. And I was going to call them and ask them if they had any interest in participating in a TNAC community choir, because I think TNAC would be a great starting point, and maybe Englewood could join in on that. But it didn't go anyplace. But you know, I mentioned that I recently formed a 501c3 organization that is the Cantorial Society, and I have many goals to carry on a lot of the work that we started at Cantor's World, but and to have some performances and the like. But one of the things I would love to be able to help produce is a community choir. It doesn't have to be just one. It could be several. It's a lot of fun, first of all, and when I see particularly the Jesse Aronson choir, the men are having such a great time, and their voices, when you put 20, 30 voices together, it always seems to come out really good. Anyway, you wanted to know something about the Cantorial Society. Yeah, I am planning something in January and February. You'll hear more about this, and you who are the listeners to this program will have priority, because these are going to be small events, going to start out small, and they will be sold out rather quickly, and you will have the opportunity to be the first to be able to participate in these events in January and February. I know a lot of you are going away for the winter, but there's quite a few of us that are still going to be around here in the city. I'm working on these events, and you will hear about them in the near future, hopefully. Okay, we haven't heard from the original sound recording for Fiddler on the Roof with Zero Mostel. I know Fiddler, there is a revival of Fiddler, but let's go back to the original. And I guess we'll start with the opening tradition.
Fiddler on the Roof. Sounds crazy, no? But in our little village of Anatevka, you might say, Every one of us is a fiddler on the roof, trying to scratch out a pleasant, simple tune without breaking his neck. It isn't easy. You may ask, why do we stay up there if it's so dangerous? We stay because Anatevka is our home. And how do we keep our balance? That I can tell you in one word: tradition. Tradition, 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 tradition. Because of our traditions, we've kept our balance for many years. Here in Anatevka, we have our traditions for everything. How to eat, how to sleep, how to work, even how to wear clothes. For instance, we always keep our heads covered, and we wear these little prayer shawls. This shows our constant devotion to God. You may ask, how did this tradition get started? I'll tell you. I don't know. But it's a tradition. Because of our traditions, everyone here knows who he is and what God expects him to do.
Whole day and night must scramble for a living, feed a wife and children, say his daily prayers. And who has the right, as master of the house, to have the final word at home? The Papa!
She's pretty.
The sun, the suns. Tradition. The sun.
Circle of our little village, we've always had our many special types. For instance, Yenta the matchmaker.
Avram, I have a perfect match for your son, a wonderful girl.
Who is it?
Rachel, the shoemaker's daughter.
Rachel? She can hardly see. She's almost blind.
Tell the truth, Avram. Is your son so much to look at? The way she sees and the way he looks, it's a perfect match.
And Reb Nochem, the beggar.
Alms for the poor. Alms for the poor.
Here, Reb Nochem, here's one kopeck.
One kopeck? Last week you gave me two kopecks.
I had a bad week.
So, if you had a bad week, why should I suffer?
And most important, our beloved rabbi.
Rabbi, may I ask you a question?
Certainly, my son.
Is there a proper blessing for the Tsar?
A blessing for the Tsar, of course. May God bless and keep the Tsar far away from us.
Among ourselves, we've always gotten along perfectly well. Of course, there was a time he sold him a horse, but delivered a mule. But that's all settled. Now we live in simple peace and harmony.
It was a horse.
It was a mule.
It was a horse.
It was a mule.
It was a horse. She was a mule.
Tradition, tradition. Without our traditions, our life would be as shaky as a fiddler on the roof.
Okay, did you see that show? It's wonderful. Now, to life, l'chaim.
Here's to our prosperity, our good health and happiness, and most important, to life, l'chaim. L'chaim, l'chaim, to life. Here's to the father I try to be.
Here's to my bride-to-be.
Drink l'chaim, to life, l'chaim. L'chaim, l'chaim, to life. Life has a way of confusing us,
blessing and bruising us.
Drink l'chaim to life. God would like us to be joyful, even when our hearts lie panting on the floor.
How much more can we be joyful when there's really something to be joyful for?
To life, l'chaim. To title my daughter,
my wife. It gives you something to think about,
something to drink about. Drink l'chaim to life.
Le Morcha.
Yes, Le Zawa.
Drinks for everybody.
What's the occasion?
I'm taking myself a bride.
Who is it?
Tevye's eldest psych.
To Le Zawa.
To Tevye.
To title your daughter.
My wife.
May all your futures be pleasant ones, not like our present ones. L'chaim, to life,
l'chaim. L'chaim,
to life. It takes a wedding to make us say, let's live another day. Drink l'chaim, to life. We'll raise a glass and sip a drop of schnapps in honor of the great good luck and favor of you. We know that when good fortune favors too, such men it stands to reason, we deserve it too.
We'll raise a glass and sip a drink.
Yes, to life, to life. Let's close with a classic from this wonderful play, Sunrise, Sunset.
Is this the little girl I carried? Is this the little boy at play?
I don't remember growing older. When did they?
When did she get to be a beauty? When did he grow to be this tall?
Wasn't it yesterday when they were small?
Sunrise, sunset, sunrise, sunset, swiftly flow the day.
What words of wisdom can I give them? How can I help to ease their way?
Now they must learn from one another, day by day.
They look so natural together,
just like two.
Is there a canopy in store for me?
Sunrise, sunset, sunrise, sunset, swiftly flow the days. Seedlings turn overnight to
Oh, wonderful, wonderful selections from Fiddler. Hope you enjoyed this mix. Quite an interesting mix. And always interested in your feedback, by the way. You know, cbjmusic@aol.com. cbjmusic@aol.com. Stay tuned for some of the best in Chazanut. Thanks for joining with me. And shalom, everyone.